This is American Roots from New Orleans, the land of dreams, as Jerry Lee Lewis once called it. And we're going to visit with the killer in New Orleans and on his ranch in North Mississippi, where I asked him what it took to play great rock and roll.
It takes a real great God-given talent to make a real great rock and roll singer, and a piano player, guitar player, whatever it might be.
Would you ever try doing anything different?
No. No, not a thing. Well, maybe a few things.
We'll also hear from the killer Jerry Lee's sisters, Linda Gale, the Thriller, and Frankie Jean, the Chiller. Plus a cruise through the Lewis Family Museum in Faraday, Louisiana. And fond memories from bluesman Hezekiah Early of Haney's Big House, the African-American Chitlin Circuit nightclub where underage Jerry Lee sneaked in. This is A Taste of the Jam in Sun Studios, December 1956, with Jerry Lee, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Elvis. Sun producer Sam Phillips said, "Jerry Lee was the most talented man I ever worked with, black or white. Where in the hell did this man come from?" Let's go to Sun Studios in the hot summer of 1957, where the last man standing is about to kick it off with guitarist Roland Janes and drummer J.M. Van Eet on American Roots.
Piano. Doing mighty fine, I'm gonna make it shake it. I'll make it do it and make it do it until you break it. It's called a Lewis boogie, any Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day. My boogie woogie makes you wanna stop and do the bop. It's called a Lewis boogie in a Lewis way. Oh, I do my little boogie woogie every day. That's where that freshly boy said you ain't nothing but a hound. But now you take my boogie, it keeps you in the groove. Then your psycho reel act begins to shiver and to move. It's called a Lewis boogie in the Lewis way. Oh, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Say you could fall in love with Elvis, and you say you like to hear Jackie Wilson sing. Wait a minute, pretty baby, I just want to tell you one little thing.
Oh, well, your love for Elvis Presley, it wouldn't last very, very long. You'd get sick and tired of seeing him wiggling past your door. If true, Jackie Wilson, oh, but he can talk that talk. You'd get sick and tired of seeing him walk that walk. It wouldn't happen to me. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. Oh, no, not me. You say you could marry Fabian with the help from the hands of fate. But, honey, that will never happen. He would forget a wedding day. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. Oh, no, not me. Uh-huh. It's true that you may get an autograph. You may even get one of them to smile your way. But remember, honey, when it comes down to marriage, You'll never, 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 never see that wedding day. Now the only thing that you may be for Ricky, it's just a fan. You'll never get to squeeze him, honey. He's a traveling man. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. Oh, no, not me. One of them smile away. But remember, honey, remember when it comes down to marriage, 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 you'll never, never, never see that doggone wedding day. The only thing, Eddie, you may be, Ricky is just a fan. You'll never get to squeeze him, honey. He's a traveling man. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. It wouldn't happen with me. Oh, no. Not me, not me, not me, honey. It wouldn't happen with me.
Wouldn't happen with me. Jerry Lee, 1961. And our show opener, Louis Boogie, from 1957. Both songs mention his rival, Elvis. And you may know Jerry Lee was once arrested for threatening the king outside of Graceland. 1976. In both of these talented men's lives, there was a tangled mix of God-fearing and hell-raising, though it was Elvis who would be consumed. Before Jerry Lee became a rock and roll sensation, he was born into a poor sharecropping family whose life revolved around the Holy Ghost-filled Assembly of God, where Jerry Lee played the piano. His cousin Jimmy Lee Swaggart would become a world-famous and scandal-riven preacher. More about the Lewis family, church life, moonshining, and rock and roll from Jerry Lee's sisters. But first, here he is in the studios at Sun, 1957, in a spirited discussion with producer Sam Phillips.
H-E-L-L. It says, make merry with the joy of God only. But when it comes to worldly music, rock and roll,
rock it out,
anything like that, you have done brought yourself into the world, and you're in the world, and you hadn't come from out of the world, and you're still a sinner. And brother, I mean, you got to be so pure. Now, no sin shall enter there. No sin. For it says no sin. It don't say just a little bit. It says no sin shall enter there. Brother, not one little bit. You got to walk and talk with God to go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
All right. You're right. Now, look, Jerry. Religious conviction doesn't mean anything resembling extremism. All right.
Did you play an A-wall ago?
Well, I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, study one more. Well, I ain't gonna study one. Well, ain't I gonna study one more? Well, I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside. I'm gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one more.
Down by the riverside,
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, Riverside on study. One on the whole. Ain't gonna study about them boys. No, ain't gonna study about them boys. Ain't gonna study one no more. Ain't gonna study about them boys. Ain't gonna study about them boys. Ain't gonna study one no
Hello, folks. This is Jerry Lee Lewis. I'd like to say you're listening to the American Roots.
I got blues like midnight, moonshine bright as day. I got blues like midnight, moonshine bright as day. But I wish the tornado would blow my blues.
Midnight. Jerry Lee in the studio playing lead guitar. 2014, updating the Blue Yodel number 6 by his hero Jimmy Rogers of Meridian, Mississippi, the singing brakeman and alleged father of country music. Before that, the Million Dollar Quartet down by the riverside in Memphis, Sun Studios, 1956. James Van Eaton, better known as JM, was the house drummer in those early days of Sam Phillips' Sun Records, backing up hitmakers like Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis. I asked him about meeting and recording with The Killer.
Well, I met him through Jack. Jack Clement was having an audition with this guy from Louisiana. He said he's a piano player. And of course, we were all into guitars then. You know, I mean, it wasn't bringing a piano player up here. And so he came up from Faraday, Louisiana, and he had his uncle with him, J.W. Brown, and I came in, and when I saw these guys, I was kind of took a step back because I said, man, we're supposed to be recording rock and roll. You're supposed to have an Elvis look or look like, you know, one of these guys with a guitar, but wasn't that way. Jerry was at the piano, and J.W. Brown had his little white rhythm guitar. During during the session, we took a little break, and Jack Clement asked Jerry if he knew the song Crazy Arms, which is the number one song on the country charts by Ray Price. And Jerry said, yeah, I think I know that. So he kicks it off, and by now, I was the only one in the studio with Jerry.
So no guitar at that point?
No guitar.
No bass.
No bass. So it's just me and Jerry, and we're not thinking we're cutting a record. We're just having an audition to see if he knows Crazy Arms. You know, Jack wanted to hear him sing this song because everybody loved Crazy Arms. And how are you going to top Ray Price, you know? But we do it anyway. And I'm trying to find this little beat that would fit the song because I'd never played Crazy Arms before. And by the time we get through, I said, man, I think I got it. Let's take it again. They said, nah, that's good enough. We'll take that cut.
I'll take all those precious dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine.
It seems a lot of times at Sun that when the passion and inspiration was there, it really was one take. It was like live, hanging out, jamming.
Man, it was so new and fresh to hear this stuff. I mean, it was something magic about the place and the sound. It's pretty spiritual.
Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new, while my yearning heart keeps saying, you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another. But now I'm so lonely all the time. Now I hate need you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love on the tumble and down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, and that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby, crazy, you're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold on tight, but when they get you to love me right. Oh, come on, baby, now don't be shy. This love was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me breathless.
Jerry Lee, 1958, Breathless, from the African-American songwriter Otis Blackwell. And before that, our conversation with Jerry Lee's original drummer, J.M. Van Eaton, at the Ponderosa Stump. Although Jerry Lee's career would take off with other hits like Great Balls of Fire, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, and High School Confidential, disaster struck in 1958. Former Sun Records publicist Barbara Sims recalls the scandal that derailed his career. A particular photo of Jerry Lee in her memoir, The Next Elvis, piqued my interest.
Now, you've got, you know, a lot of great photographs in the book, but one of the funny photographs from my point of view is this picture of you on a boat cruise, I guess, in the Gulf of Mexico, and, yeah. And you're there in a bathing suit that you'd gotten for the occasion, and there's Jerry Lee sitting there looking very dour, something on his mind.
Well, that was after Jerry Lee's rapid decline, because he took his then wife, Myra, to England, and some snoopy reporter told about her being so young and being his cousin.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen out running around. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You went again.
And even though in Jerry Lee's mind there was nothing wrong with that, because it was a long tradition in his family to marry young women, young girls, there was a great furor, and he was basically invited to leave England, and his career tanked. We couldn't get his records played anywhere. The tour that he was going to be on was canceled. And Jerry Lee, for once in his life, was silent. And of course, he was very deflated, because he had sort of risen from nothing and become the hottest thing going, and then all of a sudden everybody was on his back. And so I think he was stunned, really.
Yes, this is part of mine that I've never seen.
Jerry Lee Lewis with Hank Williams, You Win Again, 1957. And recollections of the events that altered the killer's early career from Barbara Sims, author of The Next Elvis, Searching for Stardom at Sun Records. And we are back with our momentous trip to Jerry Lee's 64th birthday party, hosted by Carrie McCarver, his then sixth wife, when American Roots returns. This is American Roots. Jerry Lee Lewis was the first interview I ever did back in college radio, 1969. It was after a riot he partly incited playing his rock and roll hits at a country music concert in the old Philadelphia Civic Center. I've talked to him a couple of times in the nearly 50 years since. It's always memorable. In 1999, American Roots went to his Nesbitt, Mississippi ranch near Memphis for the killer's 64th birthday celebration. The next afternoon, a just-awakened Jerry Lee kindly came to the back kitchen screen door in his robe and glasses, barefoot, with chihuahuas nipping at his heels.
Hey there, Mr. Lewis. Hey, how you doing?
It's
Excuse me, I just woke up.
Well, a man needs his rest. Well, Jerry Lee, I just wanted to ask you, what does it take to make great rock and roll?
It takes a real great God-given talent to make a real great rock and roll singer and a piano player, guitar player, whatever it might be. Of course, I play all instruments myself, but piano is my instrument.
Yeah, did you find that God-given talent in Faraday back as a kid, or did it just...
Yes, that's where I was born and raised, in Faraday. Yeah.
Beyond your God-given talent, you also did some serious learning, it sounds like. I know you learned something from the blues and from gospel music as well.
Only old colored people around Faraday picking the blues on the guitar on the side of the streets, on corners, and by the picture show, places like that. I used to hear them there, and I really liked it. They called it blues, they called it boogie-woogie, and then they changed the name of it to rock and roll. So I don't know. Mine's a little bit different, I think.
Well, you kind of changed the name of it to rock and roll, too.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You put your signature on that keyboard.
For sure.
Why do you think that among rockabilly musicians, there's really only one great known piano player like yourself?
Well, because there just wasn't any other that could cut it, I don't guess.
Now, we're from New Orleans. We know you have some affection for New Orleans, being that it's the great old city of your home state.
Yeah, I've always wanted to live in New Orleans.
Never made it down there to live?
Not to live. I've often thought of it. I'm still thinking about it. Well, I even hitchhiked down to New Orleans one time trying to get a record out, and I was about 13, 14 years old. Scared my mom and daddy to death. But I give up on that trip, and I come on back to Faraday, and then I waited, got me a job over the wagon wheel in Natchez, Mississippi, and then I come to Memphis when I was 20 years old, and just before I turned 21, as a matter of fact, and got my record out and got started with Sam Phillips, Sun Records.
Looking back on your life in rock and roll, blues, country music, all the things, your ups, your downs, all this, would you ever try to do anything different?
No. No, not a thing. Well, maybe a few things. In a little bit different way, I don't know. I just never thinking on that.
You took rock and roll from the middle of the century in America. We got another century coming. Do you think rock and roll has a future?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think rock and roll would die. If it did, I'd like to see what they're going to replace it with.
You have fans in country music who sometimes they didn't like the rock as much. On the other side of the life, you got some rock and roll fans that came to your rocking side who never quite understood you were a country boy to begin with.
Yeah, well, I was a country boy. That's true, but I never was a country boy. There's country boys and there's country boys. Me, I was a kind of a country city boy. Uh-huh. I always wanted to be in the city. I never liked the country. I didn't like farming. My daddy he worshipped farming. And that was something I knew was not my talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can raise cotton or you can raise a ruckus.
I can raise both.
Whoops. Sorry. Let's make sure kitty cat stays in.
Yep, I want the big dogs to get it.
No, that would be terrible.
Just getting here.
Let me just say happy birthday. I know you got a party going on this weekend.
Got a party going on. Started yesterday. We're having out at Sam's Town tonight at the casino. We're having a party out there tonight for all the fan club members and people.
39 and holding?
59 and scheming and 64 and dreaming.
He's out there somewhere every night where the music's playing loud. Living all the 50 steps in a 1980 crowd. The dim lights hide his Molly's lines. The clairol hides the gray. And he won't mention anything that gives his age away. 17 to 25 to prove he's still a man. He's holding to a candle and it's burning at both ends. He's 39 and holding everything he can.
African-American hotels and nightclubs were sanctuaries where people could relax, hear music, dance, and seek refreshment. Faraday, Louisiana was home to such a club, Haney's Big House. When Jerry Lee Lewis was a young boy, he frequented Haney's to hear legends like B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Big Joe Turner, whom he credits as major influences. The Big House burned in a mysterious fire in 1966 during the Civil Rights era. Recently, the town of Faraday dedicated a museum to the legendary bar. A key person in the project was Charles Bell, who remembers Haney's Big House.
At the end of the day, or the end of the week, you had two segments of people in the African-American community. The holy people went to church and the sinners came to Haney. You know, that was, a lot of them was sinners Monday through Saturday and got holy on Sundays now, you know. It was a lot of that too. Yeah. The nightlife, the party life, the music. Freddie was a party town, nightlife town, weekend town. We were surrounded by sawmills, plantations, and the railroad. And on weekend, the people from the plantation and the surrounding area, they came to Freddie. They came to shop, make grocery, and party. And the sawmill people got paid off, and they came. Haney Big House slogan was, Haney Big House, those that never close. It's open 24/7. He had everything. It was a barbershop there, the bus stop there. You buy your bus ticket and all that kind of stuff there. They had a restaurant. He had the nightclub part. They did a lot of backroom gambling, and he had all that. And he had a hotel, all in one big building at Haney's, you know, and a lot of life congregated at Haney's.
Hezekiah Early is a singer, harp player, and drummer from across the river. He saw Haney's from the stage as a member of the nightclub's house band.
Yeah, I'm Hezekiah Early, Hezekiah and the House Rockers, here in Natchez, Mississippi. Born and raised in Anna's Bottom. I've been here all my life, and I've entertained all over this place. Still doing a little bit occasionally.
Did you ever see Jerry Lee Lewis at Haney's Big House?
I never seen him in Haney's Big House, but they would be on the streets. They would come by, you know, but they were young, you know, and they didn't never come in, but they'd hang around there. Well, Jerry Lee Lewis, before I went out on my own, I played at the Wagon Wheel right over here on 61 North. And it was a white club. And Jerry Lee would come in on a Monday night and they had a piano in there. And he would get on the piano and join us. Man, we would have a jam. That man could play a piano. And that went on for a long time. Eventually, he disappeared. He didn't come around no more. Next thing I know, this record come out about a whole lot of shaking going on. He had gone to Memphis and recorded a record.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the barn. Who's born was born, my barn. You can shake it one time for me.
Get a hell of a hussy, come on over, baby. Oh, Lord, shake it going on.
Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby. Come on, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Come on up, oh, a lot of shaking going on.
drums and a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding dong.
Cop out here, it don't matter what you do. We got a four-piece band and we play real loud. Country, soul, Lord, rock, I'll be so proud. Let me play anything, do what we want to do. Well, the crowd all loves it when we rock and boogie boogie too. Let me rock it for you now. With this little yo-yo. Well, he just got out of jail. The boy's moving kind of slow. Blow your heart, boy. But Pee-wee's raising hell. He thinks the band's too loud. He's the bitch too much, cause he's drawing a crowd. But loud, good music, and a whole lot of shaking going on. How did Pee-wee's play? They're gonna get to get it all night long. Play guitar, son. Yeah. Woo. Give it to me all night long. Come on now.
give it to me all night long. Yeah.
Jerry Lee singing Pee Wee's Place, 1977, from the final session he did with Mercury Records. And before that, Big Maybelle's 1955 take on Curly Williams and Sonny David's song, better known as Jerry Lee Lewis's song, in 1957. Whole lot of shaking going on. And we are back at the Killer's home place in Faraday, Louisiana, for a tour with his late sister, Frankie Jean, when American Roots returns. This is American Roots with sounds and scenes from the life of Jerry Lee Lewis and his family. Jerry Lee Lewis was born in 1935. His childhood home is now a museum filled with Lewis family memorabilia, including that of a late brother, Elmo, who's also buried in the yard. Also outside is a late model Lincoln with four flat tires. Inside is a striking jumble of artifacts, doors painted with crosses, a huge tree trunk in the living room stuck with axes and knives, and Jerry's late sister Frankie Jean's artworks, devoted to moonshine, rock and roll, and Christian worship, all at the Lewis Family Museum in Faraday. Frankie Jean Lewis was our tour guide.
This house was built in 1910, and I was born in this house. Elmo Jr., Jerry Lee was born here, and Linda Gale Lewis was born just up the street. Mickey was born here, Jimmy was born here. Of course, they don't say that. But it's true.
What was life like here growing up in the Lewis family?
It was completely sad the way it was. It was a hullabaloo and a fight and a drunken brawl and a smile and a good dinner every day.
Tell me what you got here in the museum.
A little bit of everything. Everything you see it's in the plunking order.
And what does that mean?
Where it was plunked down. Jerry plunked on a guitar, plunked on a piano, plunked on this and that, and wherever it was sit down, Mother would say, well, it's been plunked down here, we'll leave it here. So I just don't change things. And I'm going to tell you what, it gets on your damn nerves.
But it's very neat. It's very orderly.
I kept everything orderly, but I'm going to tell you one damn thing. There's not anything here of mine. Thank God.
But you run the place.
Since I was 5 years old, legally since I was 12. I take donations. I do not charge.
Well, I've got a nickel, honey. You got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here. Drinking wine, sporty, old, drinking wine. Drinking wine, sporty, old, they want you to pass that bottle to me. Yeah!
So what do we got over here? This looks like a little church.
We have got little white church where we all went to church, and that's a replica of it. But the only thing is it didn't have a steeple, so I tore the steeple off after I got through making it, put together with sticks. Yeah, just with sticks. It's just a kit.
Why did you make it?
I don't know. I draw crosses, and I draw ghosts and eyes, and I just do all kinds of art junk.
You obviously, this was an important building or something in your life, I guess, huh? The little church?
The church was the most important. Well, the Bible was the most important. Yeah, we drink moonshine, then go to church.
So I see a piano over there. Tell me about that piano.
That's Jerry. Jerry signed that the other day.
He comes by sometimes.
Huh? He comes by about once every 2 months, bless his heart. This is where he said his Jack Daniels and he's puffing it all up. This is from Liverpool.
Yeah, I see that.
And John Lennon actually played it, grew up with it. Okay. It was given to him by Yoko Ono, all the way from London and, well, Liverpool. It won't play, but it's here to stay. And we're not worried about it playing. That's it. That's the only thing it'll do. That's it. Middle C.
Yeah, that's where you plunked it down.
Yeah, where we plunked it.
Your love, it gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bill. I need money. Hey, that's what I want. I want my money. That's what I want. Yeah.
I do see the that gun up on the rack there. What is that? Is that
that's just an old 12 gauge. They make them by the dozens. Nothing to it. It's a little bit burned. I got another 12 gauge that's in good shape, and I got some more guns upstairs. And I got Derringers, and I got a couple of pistols. Every time Jerry comes to town, I give him a pistol. He loves pistols. But don't ever pull a gun unless you intend to use it. And don't ever, ever intend to use it unless you have a reason that is so above board. You had better be careful. You better know what you're doing.
I agree with that.
Yeah, do not ever play with a gun. And never have an empty gun. It'll kill you. Always empty. Uh-huh. You always get shot with it.
Watch out. Come on, baby, shake all night long. Shake till I beat you. Come home for the bone, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep a shaking. Gonna keep a moving, baby. Don't you grab my stock, and I'm a rewatch out. Yeah.
Somebody said, why did you start this museum? I didn't start it. It started itself. 1942, when Jerry was 7 years old. Mother began to open it in 42, and I remember it when I was 5 years old. Moonshine and music.
That place is beautiful.
There's no room. It's not beautiful. It's pathetic, but I like it. We enjoy ourselves. We just enjoy ourselves, kind of like the people do in South Louisiana, I guess you'd say. A lot of times people leave here thinking about this old house instead of Jerry.
And when they see you, you do look like your daddy, Elmo, and you look like Jerry Lee.
I'm afraid I look a little bit more like Jerry than I do anybody. Yeah, many people are bad and quick to say Jerry's controversial. Of course he is. They say that he's hard to get along with. He is. They say he's been this, that. Yes, he's lived a hell of a life. He's paid for the privilege. He has married too many times. We've all made mistakes. I don't know what happens to people sometimes. I guess they just wander off. But Jerry's always called Faraday his home. This is Frankie Jean Lewis from the Lewis Family Museum in Faraday, Louisiana, live American Roots.
Well, you can jump in my fall and give her the gas. Flip back the throttle, don't forgive me no sack. Ever slap it on the floor, you get a heavy rock some more. The way it's dark, night is long. I don't care if I never get home. I'm waiting. Well, if you hear somebody knocking on your door, if you see something crawling up across the floor, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. If you see a head peeping from a crawdad hole, if you see somebody climbing up a telephone pole, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Gonna look on the mountain.
deep blue sea. Gonna search all the forest and look in every tree. Well, if you feel something heavy on your fishing hook, if you see a funny face in your comic book, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. If you have thought calling out in the night, if you see somebody hanging from a lamppost bright, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. If you see somebody looking in all the cars, if you see a rocket ship on its way to Mars, baby, it'll be me. For you, gonna look in the city where the lights are blue. Gonna search the countryside, all the haystacks too. If you see a new face on a totem pole, if you find a lump in your sugar bowl, baby, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you.
It'll be me, Jerry Lee, being persistent and funny back in 1957. A song written by the late Sun producer and mastermind, Cowboy Jack Clement. It'll be me. And before that, our visit to the Lewis Family Museum and drive-through daiquiri spot in Faraday, Louisiana, with the chiller, the late Frankie Jean Lewis. She passed away in July of 2016. Following Frankie Jean's wishes, her daughters Mamie Jean Terrell and Mamie Gail Jones are running the museum liquor store, which is open from 1 to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Jerry Lee Lewis has his own antiquarian attachment, not so much to museum pieces, but music and the black-white crossover sound of the blue yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. It's Jerry Lee in 1969, reaching back to 1929 on American Roots.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman just to make a line. He said, son, you got money. I'll see that you don't walk. Well, I haven't got a nickel. Not a penny can I show. But get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Oh, put me off in Texas, a state I dearly love. Wide open spaces all around me, Lord, moon and stars above. My pocketbook is empty, my old heart is filled with pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, and I'm waiting for a train. Oh, today, every oh, 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 day.
Hey, this is Gillian Welch, and you're listening to American Roots from New Orleans.
Oh, please release me. Let me go. Cause I don't love you
would be a sin. Release me and let me love again.
Welch, Please Release Me, the Eddie Miller song from the 2010 recording Mean Old Man. It's got a lot of great duets, including Eric Clapton, Willie Nelson, and Ringo. Some of that coming up, and more conversation with Jerry Lee, plus a visit with his boogie-woogie baby sister, Linda Gail Lewis. All killer, no filler when American Roots returns. Our program is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.